In recent years, the U.S. and China have clashed on topics as varied as tariffs, Taiwan, COVID, and spying. Now, there's a new topic that could be a potential area for tension: Chinese-owned farmland in the U.S. That has many lawmakers worried that Beijing could gain control over the American food and energy supply. NPR's Ximena Bustillo has been following Chinese land acquisitions in the U.S. Hi, Ximena.
Hey there.
I use the phrase Chinese-owned land, but this is not actually the Chinese government owning the land. Who owns it?
Yeah, right. So when we say China, I mean Chinese companies and individuals. China's in the Chinese government does not own any land in the United States. In fact, no government does. Most of the land is owned by corporations. These are large multinational companies like Smithfield Foods, Syngenta, or the Walton International Group, which are all either owned by another Chinese company or Chinese investors. There are some individuals who do own this land, though, and they've owned it for decades, since the 70s and even the 80s.
Where is the Chinese-owned land, and where does China rank on ownership compared to other countries?
The land is all over the country, but is concentrated in a few states such as Arizona, North Carolina, Missouri, and Texas. I requested the data from USDA, which is the Agriculture Department, which shows that China is number 18 on the list of countries with the most land in the United States. The number one is actually Canada, and it's important to note that we're talking about a very small slice of all U.S. land. The amount marked as China-owned is also even less than the size of the state of Rhode Island. Foreign entities generally, so all countries, own just a tiny fraction of all U.S. land, and they account for just over 3% of all privately held agricultural land in the U.S. as of 2020, which is when we have the latest numbers. I found that 80% of the Chinese-owned farmland is also only owned by two entities. One, the giant pork processor Smithfield Foods, which was, as I mentioned earlier, acquired by a Chinese company almost about a decade ago, and two companies owned by a Chinese billionaire in Valverde County, Texas. Both of these cases have been long reported by the media and in the public eye.
And so why is it so controversial?
Lawmakers on both states and in Washington on both sides of the aisle are looking to block Chinese ownership. A lot is happening amid broader tensions between the U.S. and China on a range of issues. So Chinese land purchases, however minor, are being viewed through the same lens. The first concern is lack of data. It's old, from 2021. And although USDA requires anyone purchasing land to report it, the penalty for not reporting is low. I spoke to Democratic Senator John Tester from Montana, who is leading one of the efforts to block Chinese ownership.
I think in a lot of cases we don't have good reporting because people don't know the purchased land in the United States that they have to report.
The other concern is that this land is being bought near military installations, and that's happened in at least one case in North Dakota.
So what are lawmakers doing about it?
In Washington, Democrats and Republicans have joined forces on different bills that would ban Chinese government ownership. But it gets a bit complicated on what they're actually banning. Since the Chinese government doesn't outright own any of the land, it could make enforcement tough. And they still haven't even passed any bills. So states are taking matters into their own hands. Multiple states have passed their own version of laws banning purchases. Some states, like Utah, ban foreign military specifically. Others, like Idaho, are vague and just say foreign adversaries. And then we have Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis even put restrictions on individuals owning property. But while experts say that lawmakers are right to maybe be cautious, they warn against blanket bans because they say that could lead to xenophobic policies.
NPR's Ximena Bustillo, thank you.
Thank you.